Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. How you doing today, sir?
I said, hey, I had turned the phone up. What did you say?
Oh, yes, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, you're talking about a union, a bricklayer's union?
Yes, sir. I would just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
I can tell you in just right quick. Biden.
Okay, can you please help me answer just a few
questions? That's another. Biden. What?
Can you please help me answer a few questions? Can I do this survey with you?
You can ask them.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for your time. And how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
That ain't gonna do what's going on in the nation, is it?
This is gonna be questions about the union.
I'm retired. I work my life in it, my working career in it.
So you say you work over 40 plus years?
Well, yeah.
Okay, perfect, sir. And what was your primary branch of the trade? Were you a bricklayer, a stonemason,
refractory? I was a bricklayer.
Bricklayer, thank you, sir. And how about the next one is, on the last job that you work on when you were working, and were you a improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
I was a bricklayer.
Bricklayer.
That's it.
Okay.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
We're just doing a survey all over the country, sir. But on this, we're doing it from. You are in California.
What? What about California?
We're doing a survey all over the country, sir. This is going to help the union workers and the rest of the country, sir. This is just, we're asking people questions, like I said, regarding the community and the nation.
The government has got it screwed up. It's screwed up. Letting too many people come in here. Letting too many people come in here. You don't even know the people.
Okay.
They could be our enemy coming in here.
Right, right.
And they let them come in.
Right, right. Well, this question,
we do not know them.
I understand, sir, and that's what we're asking a survey.
I hope you do understand.
Right, right. So I'm going to, here in a little bit, I'm going to ask you questions regarding immigration and all of that, okay? And you can give me your opinion. And I do understand your concern, sir. So let me ask you this next question.
I can't hardly understand you.
Can you hear me, sir?
I hear you, but I can't understand you.
I said I understand your concern, and here in a few more minutes, I'm going to ask you questions regarding Joe Biden and the job that he's doing. Can I ask you the name?
Who?
Joe Biden.
I don't like Joe Biden. He needs to be kicked out of office.
Okay.
They need a Republican. They need Trump back in there. Trump was doing a great job, and they ruined it. Biden has ruined it.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're almost there.
I'm a Republican. I know the unions are Democrat. I'm a Republican.
Perfect, sir. We're almost to that part. Okay, let me ask you this one. This is yes or no. When you were working, did you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the years that you were working in the union?
I can't understand what you're talking about, what you said.
When you were working in the union, did you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over, let's say, over the time that you were working in the union?
No, it was fine back then.
Okay, perfect. And how about this one? Yes or no? Okay. Have you considered dropping your union membership in the past 12 months?
Yes. Did or what?
In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Look, I've been retired. I've been retired. I've been retired over 20 years.
Okay. Perfect, sir. And how about this one? Thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's a lot of construction, but it's all Mexicans doing it.
So what would you say?
It's all Mexicans. And they're probably illegal Mexicans.
So what would you say? There's fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same as this time last year?
I cannot hear you. I can't understand it. I think that's enough. It's Sunday.
Right, sir.
I have got to go.
Okay, have a good rest of the day, okay?